So, Kirav Safra, we are in Torah Lamed Hey 35 in part Tet, almost in the bottom of the page. And we learned that a person should keep Vedover Emet Silvavo Bishat Asiyat HaMasa Umatan while he is negotiating. Kirav Safra, like Rav Safra. And the word straps, the numeral value of that word is Shin Ein, 370. Lirmoz, to hint us, Shal Yedei HaChashmal Hazeh, that by that Chashmal, that Chashmal, it's that illumination, that wall that is watching over our faith, Shubchinat Dover Emet Bilvavo, that it's an aspect of that man that speaks only truth in his heart, means in his heart, means inside of himself, means to himself. By that Nishmara Emuna, by that he's watching over his faith. Ve'aneshama, and the soul. The soul, like we explained, is the will. Means he wants Hashem Yitbarach all of the time, and he's sure that Hashem Yitbarach is going to be with him. It all depends in truth. Aino amuchin shebetocha. And the neshama means the wisdom that's inside the faith. Means that faith, it's also a certain wisdom. Inside of the faith, you have wisdom. Like that Rabbeinu is writing in the Sipurei Maasiyot, in the story on the Chacham Vetam, the wise guys and the wise guy and the simple person, simple and wise, that actually he had a very simple way of thinking, but he wasn't stupid at all. He had his wisdom of life, he had his experience, he wasn't stupid at all, but he was simple. He wasn't sophisticated and he wasn't clever, he was just simple, he was naive. Umekabelet me'or ha'panim. And then the neshama and the faith are receiving from the light of the face. Light of the face of Hashem Yitbarach means Hashem answers back. You're praying and Hashem is answering to your tefillot. The first place that you can find the answers of Hashem is in the Itbodedut. In the moment that you open your mouth and you start talking to Hashem Yitbarach, immediately the words that comes out from your mouth are with Divine Spirit. It's Ruach HaKodesh. It's an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. So actually, you can hear Hashem Yitbarach talking from inside. It means if you have an issue that you need to talk about, for an example, on Shalom Bayit, and you talk about Shalom Bayit, and you say, Ribono Shel Olam, help me, that my wife is going to be happy, help me to find the right... And then Hashem is bringing up words into your Yitbodedut that you're going to talk about certain issues, or that you suddenly have complaints in your thoughts on her modesty, or maybe on her behavior, or on her attributes, angers, I don't know what. So then, you can learn from that. Why Hashem brought that subject, that issue, immediately after the act? I asked on Shalom Bayit, and then suddenly I remembered that she's got midah of anger. Alright, Rav said that that the wife, she's my mirror. So maybe the fact that I don't have Shalom Bayit, or that I have issues in my Shalom Bayit, it's because what the mirror is showing to me. Maybe I have anger. Maybe I have those problems of anger. Alright, let's think about that. And then you can find Hashem inside of your Yitbodedut. Immediately that you open your mouth, Tach Picha, you open your mouth, V'yairu Dvarecha HaMe'irim, and then your words gonna illuminate. All of your words gonna illuminate. Which illumination? Which light? The light of the face of Hashem. Means Hashem gonna answer you back. Hashem is talking to you back. Shehu Shin'ai Nehorin Shel HaPanim Elyonim, Shel Panim Elyonim. That those are, that those kinds of light are also in the same number of 370 lights, Nehorin, Shel Panim Elyonim, of the highest face. Hanimshachin mitikun ve'emet kayadua, that they are coming down from by fixing and saying the truth, like that it's a known thing. It's a known thing. We know it all. Of course, we learned it already. So, Baruch Hashem, when you are talking, again, words of truth in the Itbodedut, it's an aspect of a strap that is watching over your face, not to be damaged by the outsiders, by conversations with people, and I don't know which forces and powers that exist in this world. And then you have faith. And then when you have faith, you have confidence, you receive light into your neshama, into the wisdom of your faith. Means that your faith is developing, is growing, you can understand more and more by faith. And you receive that light from the Panim HaMeirot, the illuminating face of Hashem Yitbarach. And that strap is 370. The numeral value of that strap is, of that wall that watch over your face and the wisdom of the face, it's in the numeral value of 370, equivalent to the number of lights that you're going to receive into your face from the face, the illuminating face of Hashem Yitbarach, that are coming because of fixing and saying the truth. So you see that midah keneged midah, because that you are making those 370 hishtadluyot, you're strengthening yourself. According to that, you receive those 370 kinds of light from the face of Hashem Yitbarach. Vezeh she'amar, and this is what that it been said. Sham Rab le Rab Shmuel, that Rab said to Rab Shmuel, the kare kare. The one that learns alone, let him learn. And the one that is not learning alone, let him find him a chavruta between the children. You remember that? We talked about it before. In Baba Batra, said Rav to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, when you punish your, or purifying, cleaning, one of the, he was a tutor, he was a Rebbe, when you're teaching your children, so if one is not learning well enough, so you need to purify him with that strap, like we said. And then Rabbeinu explained that actually means to strengthen him with words of truth, like we said. And by that, his faith, his confidence is going to get stronger, and he's going to find the illumination from inside. Like Rav Shalom said in education, you can give your children whatever you want to give them, but the will to serve Hashem, that will, how can you give that to them? You cannot give that to them with no other way except of to pray that Hashem Yitbarach and give them that will. You can be the best example or the worst example, and it doesn't matter. If Hashem wants them to serve Him, they're going to serve Him. And it's not connected to you. You can do your Hishtadlut. Your Hishtadlut is only to pray. This is what that we have in this world. And Hishtadlut of Tefillah calls Asiyah. When we're praying, we're doing. When a man is praying, it's written, Rav Shalom is bringing a certain verse that I don't remember that now, in Garden in British Shalom, that Tfilah is Asiyah. When you're praying, I remember now, Baruch Hashem, so the Gemara is saying, tell me, in the Navi, it's written, Saper li et kol ha-ma'asim, all of the actions that Asa Elisha, that Elisha made. So the Gemara is explaining that actually we're talking about the miracles. And then the Gemara is explaining that all of the miracles that Elisha made, Asa, he was praying, he was making it with his tefillot. So you see that tefillah is an act, it's an action. When you're praying on something, you're making it happen. So this is our hishtadlut. We saw that when we're in the tefillah of the Moadim, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that actually the destruction of Beit HaMikdash was because of Ayada Gedola, because of the hand Shenishtalcha, that Hashem sent His hand to ruin Beit HaMikdash, to break Beit HaMikdash. His hand. Why His hand? We know that Midah Keneged Midah Lo Batla Min HaOlam, that Hashem is judging us because, according to our actions. So He sent His hand. Why His hand? Because we send our hands. Because we are stuck in that kochi ve'otzem yadi of physical hishtadluyot, to call that person and to talk with that man and to do this and that, instead of lifting our hands to Hashem and to show Ribono shel Olam, we're not doing nothing. We're not doing nothing with our hands. Our hands are open and empty just for You. Only You. Miyadcha gdola v'abtucha v'rachava, from Your open and wide and generous hand. Only You are going to save us. Only You. This is why we're lifting our hands in prayer to show we don't have no powers. We don't have nothing. We don't have no weapon. Kol kochenu ela bapeh. All of our powers only in our mouths. When a man finally, after years of failures, learns that lesson, he becomes to be very happy. He becomes to be a very happy person. He doesn't need to be worried at all. He doesn't care anymore. He knows, I need to pray on that. This is it. Rabbi Nathan said, every lacking that I saw, it's only because the people haven't prayed on it at all, or that they haven't prayed on it enough. And this is it. What can I do? Do I have powers? I know I'm worthless. I don't have no powers. When I'm making the biggest ishtadlut, I can see the worst in failure of them all. I'm trying to do, and suddenly I see that it's the opposite. It's the worst. Try to make up with money, try to do things. Nothing works. The worst. You just waste money, and you just waste powers, and you just find again, realize again, that if Hashem is not coming into the house, there is no peace in the house. Because Hashem's name is Shalom. And when Hashem is coming to the house, you're going to have Shalom. And if Hashem is not welcomed, if Hashem is not happy in your house, He's not there. And in the Limud HaTorah, Hashem gives the wisdom. You can sit hours and hours in front of an open book and not understand the word. And to imagine that you understood. To think to yourself that you are a huge Talmid Chacham and not. More imaginations, more avonot, more sins. A man going to be punished also on that. A man can be punished on his Limud HaTorah. A man can be punished on his Limud HaTorah. If he wasn't learning Lichvod Hashem Yitbarach, if he wasn't learning with right intention, if his intention was wrong, he's going to be punished on that. We need always to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm yours. Do whatever you want to do with me. I'm yours. Whatever you need me to do, I'm there for you. I came today to learn for you, Ribono Shel Olam. Help me to please you. Help me to make you happy, Hashem. If you bring Hashem Yitbarach back into the picture, you're not suffering at all. Like we said before, if a man gonna understand that because of his what that he's sacrificing, he's gonna be rewarded, he's gonna receive $1 million on every insulting that he receives, he won't have no problem to be insulted day and night. No problem, he can work on that, for that. Not a problem. Best job in the world. Suddenly it becomes to be easy. But when you're not receiving nothing, means you don't understand that you receive so much. You don't realize, because Rav Shalom said, if someone insulted you, the truth is that you need to go and pay him, to give him money, to thank him, to tell him, thank you, you don't know. Huge favor. How many judgments you remove above my head, you saved my life, you don't know. If you poured your blood, 100% sure. If you poured your blood, if he insulted you, mamash, then, mamash, you owe him your life. It's the truth. It's hard to accept. Why? Because we don't want. We don't realize that this is the truth. This is the truth. This is how Hashem is saving us. Instead of being injured, instead of being damaged, instead of losing the house, losing life, I don't know what. So Hashem is hurting something that is so minority, so not important, so lack of importance. So called you a name, they told you, you are I don't know what. I'm doing tshuva on all of my mistakes with you. I know you're so gentle and sensitive. You don't not all of you. Part of you. You need to do tshuva. If a man will understand how much he's gaining from all of the difficulties, he will jump on them, mamash. It would be for him like a sudat mitzvah, like an amazing nice cookie, a nice cake, I don't know, something. He would love it. He would feel the satisfaction of being mitbazeh, being insulted. He won't be hurt at all. He won't mind. He will see, oh, my path been opened now. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. You opened my eyes. Now I can see on what I need to work and who knows how many obstacles you removed now from my way, or someone threatened on you and told you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do... Alright, thank you, Hashem. I can walk, I can keep on walking. You open the path for me. This is what it means that the man have a complete faith that he's not falling into he doesn't give power to the imaginations. to their imaginations that, all right, now someone told you that he gonna do something horrible to you. That person have some guarantee that he gonna wake up in the morning. They paid for in a certain city to a murderer, to someone that's gonna go and kill Rabbi Natan Mibreslev in the time of the Machloket, and they paid him money. And someone came in the evening to Rabbi Natan and told him, you should know that tomorrow morning there is that person that is coming to kill you. This is it. They paid him a murderer. They paid. And Rabbi Natan closed his eyes and prayed something. I don't know what he was doing in his tefillot. Simple prayers, no Kabbalah, only tefillot. He was begging to Hashem Yitbarach. In the morning, all of the city woke up to welcome that murderer that's going to go out from his house, and they're waiting and waiting. He never woke up. He died in his sleep. Hashem is taking the soul. Who can hurt you? Who can touch something that belongs to you? If it's yours, someone can touch it. En malchut nogat b'malchut kimlo nima. No one can touch your kingship, your territory, what that you received from Hashem Yitbarach. This is your life. This is your wife. Those are your children. Those are your clothes. This is your apartment. This is your money. No one can touch it. But you should believe that if someone took something, it wasn't yours. You need to believe. And Rav Shalom told me that every time that you give up on something, that you tell Hashem, take whatever you want. Take, it's yours, it's not mine. It's yours, everything is yours. When you do that, Rav Shalom told me, you receive thousands of times more. He told me that he had a yeshiva here, we know that. He had a yeshiva. That yeshiva, he built that yeshiva. He was the owner of that yeshiva. All of the equipment inside, furniture, benches, tables, libraries, everything, all was belonged to him. Someone came to him and demand that house. Told him that because the test house once was a matnas, how you say matnas? A house of the community center. Because that it was, so because that the neighborhood, I don't know what, they haven't received something replaced, so it's theirs. And he started to argue with Arav, and Arav just backed off. He said, you want it? It's yours. Sounds crazy, but this is your Arav. This is what that he done. He went one step back, went out from that building. Rav Shalom told me, in that day, the bounty, the shefa of Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed started to open from that day. You cannot realize that while it's happened. You need to stand in that test. If you're standing in that test, great shefa is going to come to your hands. Hashem will never going to be mekaper schar buya, will not going to give the reward to a creature, to a creation. For sure, He's going to give you whatever that you need to receive. And Hashem is kind. And if you're just going to understand how kind Hashem is, you're going to understand that you don't need to worry about the world to come, and you don't need to worry about Farnasah, and you don't need to be worried about nothing, not about Shalom Bayit, not educated kids, nothing. It's all in the hands of Hashem. And Hashem wants to give you more than you want to receive. You don't know how much Hashem wants to give you that. And all of the difficulties, it's just to test us if we are believers. If we're counting on Hashem. If we understand that all of the difficulties that we have is only kindness of Hashem. Not judgments at all. Like we explained today that Rav Shalom said that in the days of the Sfira, even the people think and feel that there are days of judgment, those are days of tshuva. Days of tshuva. A complete tshuva. That in every day you fix another layer of the 49 gates of tshuva. And in the 50th day, you receive, you come to that 50th gate of tshuva. Which gate is it? It's the gate of tshuva of Hashem. It's tshuva of Hashem Yitbarach. What it means, tshuva of Hashem Yitbarach? That Hashem Yitbarach la Gemara is saying, Hashem Yitbarach himself is doing tshuva. Hashem Yitbarach is doing tshuva on the fact that he was minimizing the moon. And he regrets. And Hashem Yitbarach is saying, Oili shenishbati, v'achshav en mi sheyafer li. He regrets on the fact that he made that oath. And Hashem, he is the reason for the exile. He is the reason for the darkness, for all of the galut, for all of the difficulties that we have. Who are we? We are part of the light of Hashem Yitbarach. Because that Hashem is in exile, you feel it. And the fact that you feel in darkness means that you feel alone, feel not connected. It's because that you're in exile. Because that Hashem exiled us, excommunicated us, that He sent us to outside of the borders of the Kedusha. This is the tshuva of the 50th gate. This is the tshuva that Hashem Yitbarach is doing tshuva. And if we're talking about it, it means that Hashem Yitbarach is taking us to that place. With all of our will, with all of our prayers, with all of our yearnings, because of the power of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that took us and taking us to that place. And we're walking and marching and stepping and falling and trying again and standing up back on our legs to believe that it's all because that Hashem wanted it to be like that. And Hashem got His reasons. And we're not allowed to chase after ourselves. And we cannot be satisfied in 49 gates of tshuva. Because we've been contaminated in more than 49 gates of contamination. This is why we have to be repaired and fixed by the 50th gate. Because we fell to the 50th pit. So what can we do? We have to be fixed from a higher place. And that higher place, it's the place that you find the complete faith. That actually it's all Hashem. And there is no one to blame. My tshuva is only on what that Hashem is putting, my free choice, to have a free choice, if to believe in Hashem or not to believe in Hashem. On the faith, I'm going to do tshuva. That I thought that I am a certain reality, that I am a certain being, that I exist at all. On that, I'm going to do tshuva. Because if I would remember that it's all Hashem, I would never sin. Look what Rabbeinu is doing with us. He's bringing us to the 50th gate of tshuva. Who? Us. The lowest of them all. The lowest people of them all. We have that power to strengthen ourselves more than everyone else. More than everyone else. This is our talent. This is our ability. This is our quality. A righteous man, a pure man, a holy man, when he's falling, he cannot stand up back on his legs. He's falling to sadness, to despair. If you talk to Haredi people from birth, one time he had Pgama Brit, Avrechim, 20, 25 years old, suddenly he had Pgama Brit, this is it. He cannot focus in the Limud anymore, he cannot go back to Shul, he cannot pray in a Minyan, he feels like he's the worst person in the world, he cannot learn, this is it, full of distractions, this is it. Confusions, and he starts to look and to be crazy, losing his mind, because of one Avera. And he doesn't have no power to strengthen himself. Look what's happened to people. You see people. He's from birth, and suddenly he's got a certain obstacle in his life. Something is wrong. And he cannot pass that. He doesn't have the ability to fall on his face like that, and to stand up back on his legs, and to keep on walking. Like nothing happened, and actually nothing happened. But he's not able to do that. Why? Because he's so arrogant. Because he was so pure and he didn't have faith to understand that all of that purity, he received it. Because of the, through, by the loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. And it wasn't belong to him. He thought that he is holy. He was holding himself as a prince, as a holy man. As a learner, as a chassid, as a I don't know what. Even a Jew, he thought that he is something special. You're nothing, you're here to serve Hashem. You're a slave. You're a son. You don't deserve nothing. So if you're arrogant, you cannot accept the insultings. But us, that Baruch Hashem, Hashem crushed us so many times. And He shown to us, you're nothing. You're not a learner, you're not a Baal Tefillah, you're not righteous, you're not nice, you're not kind, you're not wise, you're stupid actually. And on and on and on, and everyone got his lists of qualities that he knows. Full with anger, full with frustrations, sadnesses, anxieties, all of the 49 gates of contamination. Who cannot write 49 lackings on himself? What's the problem to find 49? 490, it's not a problem to find. Lazy, full with all lusts and desires. Tavat achila, food and everything, and smell and eyes and ears and heart. Flaming heart. So for that, the tikkun, for people like us, it's to take them to the highest place of them all, to bring the biggest doctor of them all to heal them. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That he's got the Moach Nun, Nachman, Moach Nun. He's got the wisdom of the 50th gate. Numeral value of Nun, it's 50. Rabbeinu's got that wisdom. He received that wisdom. Uye Nachamenu. He's the one that's going to comfort us. He's the one that's going to heal us. He said, "Vani rofe ota, I'm going to heal her, the Bat Israel. You're going to heal us." We fell, and everyone fell, and failed. And this is it. And if you're going to check yourself, actually, the truth is that it's you're not the one to blame. You're not the one to blame that you're born in Miami Beach, that you were spending your life on a surfboard, I don't know what. It's not you to blame. Your parents brought you. And your parents, you can blame them. Or that they ran away from the Holocaust, or that something else, another wave in this exile, brought them to that shore. And for them, in the beginning, it looks like mamash, a safe place, a good place. And if not them, not their parents, and not their parents also, because everyone, First World War, Second World War, who are you going to blame? Who are you going to blame? There's no one to blame. You're going back to the root. It's Hashem Yitbarach's fault. Hashem Yitbarach, he's the creator. Who is doing everything? You, Hashem. And you're doing tshuva. All right, Baruch Hashem. I want to believe in you. And when a man starts to work on that, immediately he can feel so relieved. All of the yoke, all of the feel of guilt and shame and I don't know what. That the man is holding on his back. I'm not learning, I'm not praying, I'm not guarding my eyes, I'm not righteous, I'm not this, I'm not that, I don't have parnasah. When you realize that you're not capable of all of those things, they're not in your abilities at all, so who is there to blame? And Hashem wants me to live my life in this way. And Hashem wants me to live my life in that way. And this is why I am like that I am. Hashem wanted one to be tall, one to be short, one to be thin, one to be fat. Everyone, Hashem created him. One with lust for chocolate, one with lust for meat, one with lust to alcohol, one with I don't know what, poison drugs. Everyone, Hashem gave him a certain lacking that he needs to deal with. That he needs to spend his life working on that bad attribute and to fix that. One is crazy for women, one is crazy for money, one is crazy for honor and respect, and one, I don't know what, is so afraid of people. This is your test. Just understand, this is your job. Don't take it personally. Don't think that this is you. Oh, I'm so sick. You have a job. Well, I'm sent one to clean the sewer, one to build the houses, one to fix the roads. Everyone have a different job in this world. Understand, you're a builder. You're a builder. This is your job. You need to fix that ruin. This is the ruin that you received. It's your wife, she's the wreck. It's your children, the ruin. This is it. And this is your job. And Rabbeinu said, just bring stones and sand, and I'm building wonderful buildings. So you can bring another 1 hour in Bodedut. This is what you're able to. I can bring 1 hour today, Ribono Shel Olam, and another 2 hours of Limud. This is my ability. And 1 hour in Bodedut, and 3 prayers a day, hopefully. Those are my tools. Those are my abilities. And you should believe that the Rebbe is building wonderful buildings, like that he said that he is. And to believe in the power of Rabbeinu. And to understand that really the buildings that Rabbeinu can build, they're beyond the place. They're beyond this world. They're spiritual buildings. Moshe is building the Mishkan. He's building the Mishkan with your stones and sand. He's building the Mishkan because you're bringing it all to him. Like the Am Yisrael donated and gave their silver and gold to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he built the Mishkan. When you're giving what that you have to give, you're giving it to Rabbeinu. So this is it. Rabbeinu is building the Mishkan. And I'm sorry that I don't remember all of those Torah numbers in Likutei Moharan to show you like I'm a magician to open it all from Likutei Moharan, but it's all from here. I just don't remember the Torah, but it's all Torah in Likutei Moharan. It's all inside of Likutei Moharan. It's all. Rabbeinu is saying, this is, I remember Baruch Hashem. It's in Torah Nun Tet and Nun Chet. That the Heichal HaKodesh, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is building the Mishkan. That every righteous man is building the Mishkan. and you giving and supplying whatever you have. Like we said yesterday, if you can give only a needle to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an eternal needle. It's going to grow, it's going to develop, it's going to be... You cannot imagine what it means to give a needle to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give him one coin. And if you're giving tzedakah, you're donating money, you're praying on Harav, you're praying on the yeshiva, you're coming daily, you're strengthening other guys to see it and to learn, and you're teaching and you're explaining and you're smiling and you, I don't know what, bringing burekasim to the yeshiva once in a while. You don't know what you're doing. You're cheering up people. You don't know. Maybe that day there was someone that he was so broken and hungry and he didn't have food this day and you don't know nothing and you thought that you brought those burekasim, I don't know what, because of your sight of your grandmother, I don't know what, but you gave that person life, you gave him happiness. He needed those burekasim more than you can imagine. You can never imagine what those burekasim made for that person that day. For you, it's nothing. It's nonsense. 20 shekels, 50 shekels. All right, you gave. Baruch Hashem, enjoy. You don't know. He decided in that day, with his awareness or without being aware to that at all, that he's going to stay here forever. That those are his friends. That a place like that, that people are smiling, that people are sharing, that people are kind. This is the place that he wants to be in. He always wanted to be in a place like that. And you don't know that you've done that. That you are that Makeh Bepatish, that you bought that person, that soul now is written on your name. Because you were smiling to him. You asked him, how are you? You hugged him. You walked with him a few meters. You talked to him. You asked him, what's going on in your Shalom Bayit? You cared about him. And he needed that question. And Hashem put that question in your mouth. And now you're going to chase after yourself why you didn't give him money, why you weren't sitting with him for 2 hours. Hashem wanted you to do this. And he didn't want you to do that. So he gave you the power to do what he wants you to do. Now you have complaints on Hashem, why Hashem is not bringing the Geulah yet. All right. A lot of even righteous people ask that question. It's not a problem to us. But we are strengthening ourselves with faith. We're believers. We want to be believers. We want to accept whatever Hashem is doing and to know that it's all good, not to argue with Hashem. And if Hashem wants us to work more, we're going to work more. And if Hashem is not explaining to us what and where and why, we're going to accept it. Or we're going to try to accept it. We're going to work on accepting it. This is our job in life. This is what that he told him to his friend. Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, the kare kare, or the la kare, have etzavta lechavero. The one that is calling, the one that is reading, it's okay, let him learn. And the one that is not calling, he's not reading, you need to find a chavruta for him. Let him sit and learn with his friend. This is chizuk, like we talked now. But Rabbeinu is saying, ki hadavar kashe, because it's a hard thing. Hatinach mishehu bar oryan, you're going to take a person that he is learning Torah Kedoshah, ve'osek b'masa u'matan be'emunah, and he is already negotiating with faith. So then, to make those business or to learn Torah by Pshat, the explanation of Torah by Pshat, is good thing for him. Shamochin shelo mitchadshin, that his wisdom is renewing all of the time, means that he's got a certain break from his limud, so it's good for him to take that break. Aval mishu eino bar oryan, but a person that is not a learner, that is not Talmid Chacham, that knows how to learn Torah. Mana yeshlo, what's his satisfaction gonna be? Shosek b'masar matan, that he's gonna negotiate. It's gonna push him out from the yeshiva. He's gonna start working, and I don't know what. He's gonna lose the way. If someone got his sidrei limud every day, he's learning 5-6 hours, and then also he goes to work for 2-3 hours with faith, according to rules of the Torah. So it's very good. You haven't damaged him by sending him to work. But that person that is not able to learn, and now you tell him that he needs to go out to work, you didn't help him at all. You send him now to work, you haven't helped him at all. He will lose everything. He will lose this world and the world to come. Rabbeinu is saying, da, you should know. Mishehu osek b'masa u'matan b'emunah, a person that negotiates with faith. who ose tova lechavero, he's helping, doing a favor to his friend, shehu mishosho, that they are from the same root. Shemochin shel chavero, that actually the wisdom, the brain of his friend, mitchadshin betoch hamasa umatan shelo shebeemuna. His friend's wisdom renew when you, the Talmid Chacham, is negotiating with faith. Means when there is a person that he is a Talmid Chacham, that he knows how to learn Torah, means a person that have faith, that he is going now to work. When he is working, he is doing a favor to his friends that are not strong like him. You give them that power. Physically, you can understand. Alright, you made money, you're generous, you're kind, you give, you share, you help them. Also spiritually, it's like that. It gave you powers, spiritual powers. Actually, you're supporting them spiritually. The spiritual connection that people have is hidden. We cannot see that. But Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. All of Am Yisrael, they have a certain guarantee. They're connected. We're all connected. If you're growing, if you're developing, you're supporting and helping and healing the rest of the group. Every mitzvah that you're doing, you're helping the friends. Everyone depends on you, and you depend on other also. Vezeu de kare kare. And this is what now Rabbeinu is going to explain that Gemara. The one that learns, learns. Mishu bar oryan, the one that knows how to learn. Azay tova lo shenitchadesh sichlo betoch haemunah. So it's a good thing for him that his wisdom renewed in the faith. When he went to work, when he's going to do what that he needs to do, like Rabbeinu said before, that it's also to learn the simple explanation of the Torah. That for a learner, it's like to go to rest. If he is used to sit and learn 6, 5, 10 hours Gemara a day, and now he learns for half an hour Shnai Mikra Echad Targum or Chumash Midrashi, for him it's like a rest. He's refreshing in that limud. He's not putting all of his powers now in the limud of Chumash Midrashi. It's not the same powers like that you invest when you sit and learn a hard sugiyah with Mefarshim. So, a person that knows how to do that, it's also good for him to go to rest. Ve'yu lo mochin chadashim lelimud ve'litvekut abore. And he's going to have a new wisdom, refresh new wisdom, to learn with them and to be glued to Hashem. Udelo kare, and the one that's not able to learn, lehevet savta lechomero, he will be connected to his friend. By pshat, looks like he needs a chavruta. Rabbeinu now explains that actually he is connected to his friend. Don't worry to him. His friend is going to rest a little bit, going to support him with his rest, like we said now. Haynu shehu oseh tova lechavero shemishorsho, that he is doing a favor. The one that knows how to learn is doing a favor to his friend that comes from the same root. Thank you very much, Rabbi Isai.
Besides, the English speaking program of Kutzal Hesed would like to express his gratitude and thanks to Rudy Gideon for providing the program in the back and installing it. Thank you very much for providing the nice backdrop. Also, the master list for the library that was on the wall is disappeared. So if anybody, I have to kind of recreate the list. If anybody has a book at home that has a number on it like this, you can take it from the library. Please see me so I can recreate the list so I know who has what books to project out.